John Colescott, founder of the Active Investment Company Alliance, is here, and we're talking about the discount picture in closed-end funds and where you can go bargain hunting. That's today on The Navigator. This is The Navigator, where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success with the help of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, a unique industry organization that represents all facets of the closed-end fund industry, from users and investors to fund sponsors and creators. And if you're looking for excellence beyond indexing, well, The Navigator is going to point you in the right direction. Joining me again today, it's John Colescott. He's Chief Investment Officer at Closed End Fund Advisors in Richmond, Virginia, and he's also the founder and executive chairman of the AICA. If you want to get more information, go to cefadvisors.com or cefdata.com to learn about his day-to-day business and to check your closed end funds against his data. And of course, to learn more about closed-end funds in general, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. John Colescott's on Twitter, at John Colescott, but right now, he's on The Navigator. John, great to chat with you again.
So great to be here again, Chuck.
You know, the market has created this amazing discount picture where we had the big drop-off and discounts widened dramatically. Now we've had a snapback rally. As you are looking at the discount picture right now, is it jump in and go, or is it jump in and you catch a falling knife?
Yeah, so remember, the discount picture is two things. It's where are NAVs, because NAVs are the anchoring point for any discount number for closed-end funds, and then where are we historically, and then where are we versus the last really big carnage period, 2008. And so the average closed-end fund ended yesterday right around a 7 discount, which is nowhere near the 21.5 discount we saw on March 18th. But the net asset values are still down on a three-month basis about 18 or 19%. So we've definitely seen discount narrowing tremendously from the lows. But if we go back to the financial crisis, we saw the discounts bottomed out on October 10th, rallied up basically 20%, then widened back out about 15%, and then narrowed. And we had these, it didn't get as wide, but the NAVs hadn't stabilized yet. So when we get some fear in the market again, those are some great days to buy, but we are still insanely attractive on a 2 or 3 year trajectory.
This discount picture relative to history, is this the kind of behavior we saw when the internet bubble burst in 2000, in the financial crisis of 2008, when Lehman Brothers went down? I mean, what does this remind you of? Is history rhyming here with anything in the past?
It is. So where discounts ended on April 9th will be considered a bottom of regular periods. But the carnage periods, we were lower in December of 18. We were lower in 15, 16. Those are 10 to 15 discounts that were happening. And like I said, we had 15 to 20 discounts about 10 different days in the financial crisis for a period of time. So there's still a likelihood, in our opinion, at Closing Fund Advisors, that we'll have wider discounts before we're through the woods. But we don't know that to be true. We just think that to be true. Just like if I was on your show 6 weeks ago, I'd have a very different perspective on markets.
What are the areas where the discounts right now are most appealing and most actionable?
So we go back to trying to think of a diversified portfolio. I don't know your audience, and then just like I don't work with them as my clients, but areas that we like the asset allocation, like we think it's a good story for the economic backdrop, and we find some quality managers with some good entry points, would be in the muni bond space because taxes aren't going up. That's an area where an active manager can do some great work. One of the funds that we think is attractive in the current environment is a Nuveen fund. It's NZF at about a 6 discount, 5.3 yield. It's down on the year, but it's still, I think, a place to add some quality dividends. Even though I'll chime in, dividends in the last 2 months, so March and April, if you look at our big index of 84 funds, kind of keep it normalized, about 15% of funds have cut their dividends since the start of that, we expect 50%, maybe a touch more, of dividend cuts because interest rates are down, the economic cycle's weaker. You know, you have to get income from somewhere, and it's going to be harder the next year than it was the previous year, but it doesn't mean that there's going to be no income. And we think you can overcome that with the discounts and with an active manager.
Where are we going beyond the muni space?
Yeah, I've been on your show a handful of times. I've been an advocate of the senior loan sector for a long time because it's the highest capital structure, though still a high-yieldy type investment. You know, Eaton Vance has a fund, it's EVF, that's trading right now at about a 12 discount, which, again, is pretty wide, and the yield 7.2. And, again, it's one of those ones where I think that it can really allow you to gain control of fixed income, you know, reoccurring cash flow. It's basically fully taxable income, so it's not great if you're the highest tax bracket in New York and California, but it's a good place to let the manager own investments that sit higher than any other loan at a company.
We've covered a couple of sectors. Do we want to move from munis and senior bank loans to something else?
Real estate, in some ways, people are fearful about real estate because of the hit to retail and other areas. Like, I've been paying rent at my office, and I've not seen it for more than 15 minutes in over a month. But there's a quality manager in the space, Cohen & Steers. They have a really old-school real estate and REIT fund, RQI. It's coming in at a 12.5 discount and a 9 and low change yield, 8 points wider than its three-year average. And so my question is, I don't know where the bottoms ever are or the tops, but if you could pick a good manager and you get a good discount and you can ride through it, I feel like Cohen and Steers, people have heard of them, could navigate whatever the future is, not perfectly, but well.
We've got time for one more, John.
So for this one, I'm going to go after an area that has been painful, because if you go back to closed-end funds, if you can marry an income investor with a contrarian investor and one that can step into blood in the streets and pick a winner in that space, you are in generally good shape. So if you can believe it, I'm going to actually talk about an MLP fund. MLPs have been thrashed in the energy, and they've been delevered. They've had dividend cuts, they've had liquidation, they're having reverse splits to salvage the funds. But First Trust has a fund, FEI, that is large enough, and it actually had an option strategy in the portfolio, which helped temper the downside. It still got hurt badly. It's at a 17 discount. The yield is implied at 24. I expect that to come down 30 to 40%, maybe even 50. But if you do that math, it's a 12 yield at a 17 discount, and I believe that there will be a better experience eventually than we felt this year. Obviously, it's a very volatile sector, and I'd be careful there. But if you're going to pick a spot, that's one I would suggest looking at very soon.
Well, I want to jump in quickly. Eric Boughton from Matisse Capital was on the show, and he was talking about MLPs and kind of the destruction of that space, as you alluded to. One of the things that he said was that he believes there's going to be some MLP funds where if you held them through the worst of it, you're going to be crushed. There's not necessarily a recovery coming. But if you didn't hold them and you're buying them now, congratulations, you just found your pennies.
It is. So, I mean, are we going to get back to dividend or principal values that we saw 3 months ago? I agree with him. But like I said, this is one that handled this the best. It's got a lower beta than any other MLP fund in the sector. And they've had that option strategy helping to handle the downside in a way other funds didn't. And that's been baked into the portfolio for years.
One more in the very limited time we've got. BDCs, business development companies. It's that other side, that other aspect of the closed-end fund world that you deal with at AIC Alliance, that we deal with here on The Navigator. They got hammered as well. Are they a similar situation to MLPs? You might not have loved owning them before, but you might want to buy them now. Or where are BDCs in your estimation?
So right now, BDCs are up 30% in a week, but they're still down tremendously year to date. The largest in the listed sector and one that got through the 08 crisis is Ares, ARCC. It's still at a 24 and change discount. You know, it's implying a 12 and change yield. It would be reasonable to think that that yield could be clipped a little bit. But if you think about the BDC structure, they work with small businesses. They help them through problems. Some will be written off. Some will die. We don't know the future. You want a flexible manager with financial resources. And I can't think of a BDC that if you're not going to be picking your spots actively like we do for our clients, that you could have a better place for a small part of your income portfolio.
John, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always great to be here, Chuck. And remember, these are not recommendations. They're just tools for research.
The Navigator is a joint production of the Active Investment Company Alliance and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. I am Chuck Jaffe, your host. You can learn more about my work and my show at moneylifeshow.com. To learn more about closed-end funds and business development companies, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. They're on Facebook and LinkedIn at AIC Alliance. Thanks to my guest, John Cole Scott, the founder and executive chairman of the AICA. He's chief investment officer at Closed End Fund Advisors in Richmond, Virginia. His firm is online at cefadvisors.com and cefdata.com, and he's on Twitter at John Cole Scott. The Navigator podcast is available every Friday. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. We'll see you next week, everybody. Stay safe.